You say life's life, and like, what do you think? What's up with the city right now, man? Or not even the city. It's the economy, bro. Economy's fucked up right now, man. Everybody's going through it.
Economy's fucked.
Everything's fucked.
Everyone, yeah.
Everyone's desperate.
But fam, it's like the price of everything's going up.
Mm-hmm.
People are losing their jobs. I think the older we're all, like our generation,
mm-hmm.
everyone is a lot more confused than they thought they would be.
I agree.
Like, people think they're, like, they thought they were going to be in a very different place by 28, 29, 30, 31, 27.
Facts.
What they didn't know is just that.
Like,
did you think you'd feel this young? Still? Not this young, but like, did you know that you'd feel this young, but as far as like mentally, like you felt like, oh, I was just in college, I was just
Yeah. I know what you mean. No, like, and even like, cause I'm 28 now. When I picture myself, like when I was 18, and I picture myself like 28, like getting into my later 20s. Nah, I didn't think it was gonna be like this.
I thought by 28 you would be married, kid,
married, figured it out. Like, I didn't think it was gonna be this delayed. You know what I mean? And I feel like our parents, like, my mom had, you know, had me young and moved out at 16.
Mm.
So it's like, that's 14 or like 12 years more advanced in a sense, like already pushed out,
yeah,
living on our own. And we're still kind of like figuring it out, you know, as young adults still. But like,
what's the pros and cons you think of that though?
Like,
on both sides, like being pushed out earlier, having a kid or having to grow up early, but then also being in a position where your parents,
I'll say,
like, yeah, you could just kick it until you figure it out.
So the pros is like, okay, so like, let's say like you're doing the trades, let's say you got a little motion and you know, you're working a pretty decent job. You could save if you stay at home.
True.
You could save a lot, right? So I think that's the advantage. Now the con I would say is you don't get to feel outside. You don't get to really feel like what it's like on your own, maybe in the context of how your parents had to deal with it.
Yeah.
Or like had to go through certain things. You don't feel that same pressure. So I feel like technically maybe we're weaker. Not weaker, but like, I don't know. Like maybe, like what do we, or how strong are we? Are we as resilient as the other generation?
I think it's more needed. I think we need to get pushed.
I think so too.
Pushed on our ass a little more. I think most guys have to.
But like, let's say you're at home, but you're building at home. Does that mean?
Nothing's wrong with that.
Because
you're building.
But is that equivalent to somebody who gets pushed out and is figuring it out?
I think the ones that should get pushed out are the ones that aren't building.
Mm.
Like if, clearly you're building,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You have a vision. You're going after every day, you're hustling. So mm-hmm. it's hard to look at that person and be like, yo, you gotta just go figure it out. I'm gonna push you out the window, figure it out. It's like, nah, this person is figuring it out.
Is actually trying to do,
you know,
something.
So let me let them figure it out. Especially if capital is a huge thing needed too, right? So it's like, you can go cut right now and mm-hmm. go pay, you know, $1,800, $1,700, or even, fuck, maybe you're living with your girl or something, $1,200 each or whatever, mm-hmm. whatever situation.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can stay at home, take 80% of that money you're putting to rent and put it into whatever you're trying to build.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to put that into whatever you're building. If it's on some, like, you're just at home and you're just messing around.
That's not it. Nah. It's funny though, I seen something on TikTok and it was like, let's say your parents have, like, it was like, oh, there's parents that have money, but not physical cash. They'll take, like, money out of their property, and then they'll put it down as a down payment for their kid.
That. Yeah,
I think that is dope. Obviously, if you have that situation, but I feel like we need to be the leaders and try to, you know, spark that for the next generation. Like, make sure that...
But how?
Like, with the tough economy right now, I'll say this. So I was watching some Andrew Tate last night. I'll keep
that's
it
your guy, eh?
That's my guy, man.
Okay.
That's my guy.
Okay.
But I was watching Andrew Tate, and, like, he said so many things that resonated with me. And like what he said was like, if you're not saving less than if you're saving more than $10,000, okay, cool, every year, and you're just trying to be a saver and you're trying to save every dollar, okay, cool, you can save up a lot of capital. But 9 times out of 10, you should be investing in yourself. You shouldn't be saving as a young person. Mm-hmm. Like, you should really try to build systems, mm-hmm. because money is nothing when it's just out in the open. It's like, it needs to be locked into a system. It needs to be gradually building into something. And it's like, saving is not going to get you rich. And I feel like he's right. I feel the Matrix has set it up where you have to take many risks in order to get big rewards now.
100%.
And I feel like 100%. Our average, a lot of people are scared to take risk. And with that being said, it's going to hinder a lot of people because, like, their friends, they see, you know, the influences. Everyone's doing the same thing. So it's like, who's going to go outside of the norm, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like if you can go outside of the norm, take risk, those are the people that are going to survive the next generation. Only the strong are going to survive, though, because we're in some tough times, like, where you, there's too much distractions with, like, just so many different things. Women, just, like, the economy,
your
like,
phone, the, all that kind of stuff.
We just said, like, the weed.
I do believe in that, like, saving the money.
You believe in the saving money?
I believe in saving money, but what's the purpose of saving money? The purpose is probably if something happens, a rainy day or something. But if you're just sitting on a bunch of money, like, what's the purpose of that?
And I feel like what he was saying, too, is, like, save for a rainy day, but, like, if you're in your 20s, you could have some risk tolerance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, save for a rainy day, for sure. Like, I don't think you should not have some sort of, like, backup. But, like, you know those people that are like, nah, like, I'm just... Because, like, my grandma, like, I remember, like, she'd be like, you have to save all your money you make. And I don't know. That was, like, what our parents told us, especially, like, some of the ones that came from Jamaica. Like,
but look where they came from. They came from off the boat, off the plane, where if they don't save that money, they're not even just homeless. They're just, it might be back to where they left. You know what I'm saying? It's a little different for us. Save your money, but
that's why I feel like he's speaking on the time now. I think he's saying right now you shouldn't save. As a young person, get out there, invest in yourself, and take risks.
I think saving your... Let me add context. Not context, but let me add, like, what I think he was trying to
what
say.
Do you, yeah.
Saving is something that everyone should do.
Mm-hmm.
It's how much are you saving? So let's just break down $100.
Mm-hmm.
If you're saving the 80 out of the 100,
mm-hmm.
and you're doing other shit with the other 20,
mm-hmm.
what's the purpose of you saving the 80 out of 100 if you're a young guy?
I think he was trying to say that in a sense.
To me, what he's saying is, don't save the 80 out of 100. Save 20 out of 100.
Mm.
The other 70 or the other 60,
go all in.
Go do something with it. Go experience, go learn, go to school with it, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And obviously the last little bit, go do whatever you want with it. But
exactly.
Don't get into this, I'm just going to
hoard
everything.
It's not going to work that way.
You're just inviting problems at that point.
That's what I'm saying.
I think you could take risks, though. I think you could take a lot of risks.
Why don't people take risks on themselves? Because you'll tell somebody, like, yeah, I invested this. You know what their first thing is, what they're going to say is, did you double it? Like, you invested that? Did you double your money? Like, they think it works like that.
It's a bunch of things why people don't take risks. But I'll say two.
Mm.
There's the grandmother you were talking about that says, save your money. So they're already creating this scared mindset in your brain.
Facts.
Right? Instead of not being afraid. So they're teaching you defense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So boom. The other thing,
mm-hmm.
what I think people are afraid to take risk is, you see the ones that got pushed?
Mm-hmm.
They got thrown on their ass and then they had to figure it out?
Mm-hmm.
The ones who figured it out are like, what can I lose from here? I figured it out with nothing. Mm-hmm. So a risk isn't really... Usually those people that have to just figure shit out early
mm-hmm.
usually are more risky. But the ones who kind of were sheltered, and that's most of us, right?
Like,
most of our parents kind of
sheltered us
because they know what it's really like. But then it backfires because now you don't really want to take that risk.
Because your parents have sheltered you.
Yeah. Mm. And some of us come from broken homes too, right? So
that's true.
Not only are you under your parents' roof, but you're under your mom's roof, who already went through what she went through, right? So she's always going to give you the scarcity mindset or that like, save, or that, like, be careful, where your dad's like, yo, just...
Go do your thing.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
But then we see the opposite of that, where, like, someone just took so much risk and they weren't aware, and they just keep throwing their money at stuff. But they're not, like, building nothing.
Mm.
So it could be, it's scary all around the board.
It could go both ways.
It could definitely go both ways. But, like, right now, only the strong are going to survive. I feel like we're in, like, an economy where, like, our young people are breaking down.
You think you're going to survive?
I don't know. I'm going through it, too. What about you? You said life is life in before. We all life in. Like,
life is life in, but you got to keep pushing. Like,
do I think I'm going to... Okay, honestly, like, today, I feel... Like, each day, you got to take it day by day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's real out here, man. Emotions are like every day. Look what happened yesterday? The flood and everything.
Yeah, true.
That flooded. Wait, did you get caught in the flood?
Nah.
Okay.
I didn't. I was good.
Yeah, I was good too. I didn't feel nothing. I was at home. I work from home, so like I didn't feel anything.
Yeah, I was driving. I was on the road driving.
My brother told me he didn't get home for like 3 hours though.
Some people got it bad, man. That's what I'm saying. Like if you were on the DVP,
it looked bad.
If you were anywhere in the DVP downtown or anywhere where you were on a lower level or on this, or it sounds weird, but this like the slant. Like yeah. You're on any slants or a lower part
TB
of the city.
TB got messed up.
Yeah.
I seen TB was showing like, yo, everywhere he was power going was all flooded stuff, and power outages and stuff.
But I mean, that happens. We get that every like, what, 20 months, every year and a half.
Yeah. But have we seen a flood that bad though in Toronto? I can't recall something that bad.
There were some floods, but I wouldn't say that bad. But again, I think things happened in the past, but because of the internet, it just makes it seem like, yo, this is the first
time. This is the first time it's happening? That's true.
Because if you think about it, no one really spoke about the flood today? No. I didn't hear much people talking about the flood today. Actually, no.
I seen a TikTok. Olivia Chow was addressing how we can fix it.
People are still suffering from that? Like, people are still like...
Yeah. 150,000 residents were left without electricity.
For how long?
I'm not sure. But you know what I want to know, though? I want to know what happens when they're leaving their cars there. You know, when you see those videos and shit,
and
the curbs are flooded and shit. Who helps those people?
Yeah.
What happens?
Like, what do you do?
What do you do? Like, is there a number that we can call?
I'm assuming you call your insurance, but just think about it. Think about you have a car and you left it somewhere. Like, you either parked it, you're at work, or think about you just driving on the highway and you're just seeing a flood happening in front of you.
Yeah.
And maybe you get out your car, maybe you back out, or maybe you just come out, you just see your whole car is underwater. Like, what do you do? Like, how do you...
I don't know. And I'm not gonna lie, like, I was sitting home, like, I was at home comfortable, and I was just seeing all the rain, and, you know, I just felt bad, you know? I felt bad for those people.
Why?
Well, I didn't feel their pain.
Yeah, true, I couldn't feel your pain.
And I just felt like, who's gonna help you? I was so comfortable, and these guys are going through all of this.
What would you do? What would you think you'd do in that situation?
Like, let's say you
came out of work and you seen your car was underwater.
What would I do? I'll probably make a video. I'll probably make some content. I'll have fun with the moment.
When in doubt, make some content, man.
Yeah, make some content off of it. You know, call a friend, FaceTime somebody, show them the situation, and then I'll just probably just try to get out of it as best as possible.
I mean, there's nothing you can really do.
There's nothing you can do. Yeah. Just embrace it.
Yeah.
You're a human being. There's world disasters. What can we do?
Yo, you seen even Drake's house got flooded.
I seen that. How did that happen? How does the NBC get flooded? Like, it's, you would think it's Drake's house. It's like, that probably shouldn't happen, no?
I'm not surprised.
You're not surprised?
Not because on some cheap shit, just on some like...
The way the city is?
Bro, that was a lot of rain. Like, that was like a lot of...
Yeah.
That was a lot of rain. You know what I'm saying? I'm surprised that... You know what's funny, though? This guy had a broom in his hand.
He had a broom? Oh, yeah, I seen that. I saw that. I did see that. That was
crazy. When I seen that, I was like...
That was crazy.
I think this guy's too rich to really, like...
to care.
To really... Not even care, just to, like... To just help. Like, he's just like, yo, what do you want me to do? Like, I got a broom. Think about it. Like, what you do? I was wondering
what was going on.
But,
and who was helping him? Who was that gentleman?
Bro, I don't know. Could have been butler or something. I don't know. But like, it's a good problem to have. Like,
it's a good problem to have.
He's showing the crib. I'm like, first
and
of
the
all,
whole crib still looks mint. The whole crib still
not
looks
even mint. That. I'm like, what is this? The washroom? Why is it like? What is like? What? Where are you? Why is there clothes in the back? Like, then he turns. You see the hallway. I'm like, this is a good problem to have. Like,
no, it was. It's a good problem.
Even
to have.
Even him posting it. That's him. That's him getting his shit out, being funny, right?
Yeah,
being
yeah.
funny about it. But
no, that was. That's. I feel like artist. Yeah, like that. It's just that's normal, bro. Show your real life. I like that stuff. Like, that's something we would have never seen.
That was funny, man.
That was funny. Like, when I see that on my timeline, I'm like, oh shit, Drake's,
you know what's funny
Drake's
about that?
Getting flooded?
You know what's funny about the Drake stuff? It's like, he's so global, but like, that moment is funny because the city's going through a flood, the city's going through rain and weather changing and all that type of stuff, and then here the biggest artist shows, yo guys, I'm going through the same thing. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm still in my big crib, but like, I'm going through the same shit. So it's funny, like, I don't know, being from Toronto, seeing that is funny, because it's just like, bro, you're supposed to be, this is supposed to be beneath you. But no, like, for sure. Funny that it's happening to you, right? And
no, it's true.
Got that shit sorted out right away. Maybe that might even be an excuse to start doing some renovations and shit, change up the crib and stuff, right?
No, for sure. Like you said, that's a good problem to have. And like, I guess back to like, you know, what we were saying earlier is like, only the strong survive. I want to be one of the strong people that can survive.
Yeah.
When my house gets flooded, I got people to maintain and help fix the problems.
I have a question about that. Even the strongest to survive. You see, like,
yeah.
You see that? You see how you want to be at certain places in life, and you want to be, you know, the breadwinner or successful in what you're doing or whatever. You ever think that sometimes when you want these things, you just get more problems? But not problems like in a bad way. I just mean like, it's almost like if the person that wants the throne or the person that wants that responsibility usually goes through the most stress or issues or problems,
mm-hmm.
right? Like mm-hmm. business can be not going a certain way. You know, there could be employees moving a certain way. Something financially with the business. You just gotta feed the company, but you also gotta feed yourself. Then you have to deal with your fat. Like, that's a whole different perspective than just clocking in, clocking out.
No. Let's talk about that, cause like, you know, I have a business. You know, and like I still work a job, and I have a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, it's a lot. And
how you deal with that? Like, how do you split up your time? Like,
you really don't deal with it. You just do it. It just happens. It's just happening.
How important is it then? I don't know how comfortable you are. No, I am. How important is it for your partner to kind of be on board with what you're doing?
That's a good question. I would say very important for me, because I had a situation where I started this and I was with somebody else, and you know, it didn't really work out that well because I felt like we weren't on the same page. And now I found somebody that is just so locked in with me and is just hungry, driven, and gets my vision so much to the point where it's like they can finish my sentences. And so, it's just like,
it's a level up.
It's such a level up. It's I'm going to be real, bro. It's a level up when you got somebody who believes and has that fire that you got.
Mm.
Yeah, like that's a lot. It means a lot. But what I will say is like, maintaining my relationship sometimes is hard as well, because you have to still give, as much as that person wants to be fiery and help you in what you got going on, they still need to be poured into their cup for what they got going on. So then you're spread thin, and you have to make sure you keep up with all aspects of your life. You don't let nothing fall.
You should just be the new relationship guy for the city.
I have to be, because I gotta be. Listen, if you guys need some advice, I'll tell you guys. I had 10 relationships. I've been in 10 plus relationships.
Really?
Yeah, 10 plus relationships.
Really?
Yeah, I've been in 10 plus relationships.
How long are you? How long was each? Like,
some of them
average,
are, some of them are short. Like, the short, you want to know the shortest one?
Sure, yeah.
Shortest one was like, so literally we started dating March 14th, broke up April 14th.
So that's a month?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the shortest one. Longest one was none of them reached the year until today, until the one I'm in now.
Oh, okay.
That's the longest
one. Okay, not bad. Yeah. Not bad. How did that make you feel though, being in mold, like, do you, sorry to cut you.
Yeah, yeah.
If a girl says that, people start looking at her a little
like
different.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it shows more about me than it tells you about them.
Okay.
At the time, or just in general, I felt like I was always running away from a lot of the situations I got in.
Okay.
So then that also made me feel that, you know, I had some rooted issues or something. Like, it was some rooted issues I would find.
Deep within.
Yeah. Because I and even with the relationship I have now, like, luckily she's a strong woman that really understands me and I understand her, and she fights with me through the core of it, and we've been locked in, but... Yeah, man. It's hard for me to stay. I'm a Gemini. I'm all over the place.
Same here. Man.
Yeah, bro.
How do you feel about like men getting us perspective from women friends or having women friends to understand a relationship better? Do you have those?
I think that like right now, yeah, like I have a couple acquaintances or like business relationship with women. But it's not like I don't go to them for advice or anything. Like, I won't lie. Right now I don't have a friend right now that I go to for advice. Like, I've been with my girl for like a year plus. She's like my best friend.
Mm.
So like everything I go to her more than anyone else.
Nothing's wrong
I might go to my guy friends, like just for more like general conversation to get my mind off certain things, but I still won't even really tell them too much about what's going on. I'll just keep it within my relationship.
The friend thing is interesting.
Mm. What about you? What do you think about that? You're asking me all these questions. I want to know what you think.
Well, about what? About
the friendship one.
Women, like...
Having women friends.
As long as you got the boundaries, I think they work to your benefit. Because you understand the woman's point of view.
I agree. But, like, would you go to your friend about your woman?
Not all the time. And if not... When I mean not all the time, I mean, like, rarely. Mm. I would go to them about me. Mm. I would go to them about me and how I'm moving. And what do you think... How do you think I moved in this situation? Because realistically, your friends are good. Like, this even jumps onto, like, what I'm trying to say now. Mm-hmm. Like, when you're in a relationship, you have to avoid going to your friends all the time about stuff. Because they're going to be biased.
That's facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I think a lot of people... When we're younger, we do that a lot. We're not even younger, just even now. We just go to our friends about things, but you're getting a complete biased point of view, and you're not gonna feel the same way tomorrow. So you already done trashed talking about your girl or your ex to your homies, right? Or your woman friends, and now they're like, oh man, I hate this girl. You should leave her. You should this. You should that. Tomorrow you're missing her. 3 days from now you're missing her. You're hanging out with her.
Facts.
You guys linked up. Facts. Y'all want to talk to you. Come outside. Facts. You know how that turns out.
Yeah. Come on.
I'm saying. So then now you're back involved.
Yeah.
You go back to your friends, and your friends are gonna look at you crazy. Now you gotta hide your relationship. So I think for the most part, you just gotta. If you're speaking to other people about your relationship or other women about your relationship, speak about yourself. Mm. And then you kind of reverse engineer out of that, where you go back into your relationship with that perspective of...
But you can't give too much. You got to have that balance.
Too much. Yeah. Take your L's on the low.
Facts.
You feel me?
Facts.
Yeah, you got to take your L's on the low.
You got to take them L's on the low. But I got a question for you. My question for you is this. Do you feel like when you become a man of value or... maybe a man of the women. Mm-hmm. Let me say it like this. Maybe when you get to a place of like where women are checking for you now, right? Because you might have something they like.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
How do you feel about that attention knowing that it's fickle or it's not genuine?
It comes with it. That's the part of the game.
Does it bother you?
Nah.
Not at all? You don't think about it at all?
It bothers me, but it's like...
Knowing she just wants you for maybe just a moment.
Or... Here's the thing. It bothers me, but it's life. This is just the game. This is the role men play, right? Most men, I'm just gonna speak for men. I'm not gonna say most men, some men. The men that can relate will relate. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times, whatever you're putting out into the world, you're not really gonna get back. Whatever type of love, whatever type of unconditional thing you're trying to seek from the world, whatever type of sympathy you're trying to get from the world, you're not gonna get it, right? Most of the times.
What I'm trying to say is,
because what was your question again? You're saying
that getting not getting genuine.
Yeah,
love
not getting that genuine love back. That's just the game. If you can give this, you will get this back. If you stop giving this, you won't get this. That's just how it is. Mm. That's just like so. To go and look for that in people or look for that in women, like if I just want to find a genuine girl that's just gonna love me for this and love you for that and just that. It's like you're lying to yourself. It's gonna be that for a little bit, but eventually you gotta know that. To some degree, it's transactional. I think everything is transactional. I think everything should be transactional.
In the beginning, you said that life's not going to give you that sympathy, right?
Yeah.
Why not, though? Because if you're genuine and you put yourself out there and you portray yourself as such, why can't the world... I kind of agree with you, but I want to challenge it. I want to know why. Like, why can't the world give you the sympathy for those genuine people? Because I do feel like a lot of like the good people take a lot of L's.
Because the world's a dark place. It's not going to give you that sympathy. You're going to find genuine people. Don't get it twisted. You're going to find genuine people. You're going to find people you like. You're going to find people you love. You're going to find unique situations. But for the most part, it's a scary world out here. It's a world with rapists, killers, drug dealers, doctors, child molesters, truck drivers, actors. Like we share the world with so many messed up things. So just to think that, if I'm just a good person and I'm just genuine and all the time, that can work to a certain degree, but there's some rooms you walk in, you have to be a shark. You have to be king of the line.
I agree. I agree, but do you have to compromise yourself because the world's flawed?
No, but you gotta at least, this is the perfect analogy I'll use, or not perfect, but this is an analogy I'll use. To me and life, you against life, life is always swinging at you. It's always throwing haymakers, left, right, and center, uppercuts all the time. And if you just let life just punch you in the face, if you don't fight back, if you don't try to be ambitious, if you don't try to learn new things, if you don't try to let go of your ego, if you don't try to love, if you don't try to give love, if you don't try in anything that you do, life will just whoop your ass. Mm. It'll take you, swallow you up, chew you up, and spit you out. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm saying, to some degree, you have to have some type of healthy arrogance, healthy ignorance, some type of love in your heart. You have to have some type of genuineness. It's levels, right?
But balance.
Too much of one, too much genuineness will get you hurt. Too much evil will make you look like a horrible person. Too much love will get you hurt. Too much emotionlessness, or is that even a word? Emotionlessness? But too much emotional unavailability in you, people won't want to be around you. So either way, you just got to find
your pockets.
What works for you. What works for you may not work for me. Mm. And what works for me, not work for you.
Facts.
But if we look at the chart of what I give and what I do and what I don't do, they'll probably all average out and balance out to be the same.
At the end of the day. That's a good point. I like the way you said that, because honestly, I agree with you. Like, I feel like even me, you know, I've had ups and downs in life where, like, I mean, we can just go from the beginning. But yeah, like, I feel like I pride myself in trying to be the best version of myself. And I feel like, yeah, you're right. There's times where you do get played trying to be that best version of yourself and be that innocent person. And it's like the world would play with you. So it's like you do got to find ways on, or you got to find how to be a shark in your own way, where it's not compromising you, but it's still letting people know they can't play with you. Because people will play with you if you give them the chance.
What do you like in people? You like when people know themselves, they're confident.
I like genuine people. Like people that are just, I like people that just know themselves and are comfortable with themselves.
You like confident people?
Yes.
What about in a male to woman dynamic? You like confident when she's confident?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. She got to be confident. Yeah, 100%. Cuz I'll walk all over her in terms of my confidence is here, and then hers can't be here. She has to be just as confident so we can match each other. And I feel like I have that situation now where, like, yeah, my girl's confident now and she got her own things going. So it's like...
Confidence is important, man.
It's very, and you can't teach it. You can develop it, man. But like to teach confidence is very difficult. You know what I mean?
Like, what is confidence? Confidence is like what? Self-belief?
I feel like confidence is little wins that you prove to yourself that further validate who you are.
True. Or reps. Or just reps.
Just reps.
Continuous.
Just continuous reps.
No, I think you're right. Proven to yourself who you are. Continuously over and over. And you build up that self-esteem. You build up that that confidence. Okay,
exactly.
I get what you're saying.
And then no one can really take that from you now. Because it's like, no, I put these years in.
Yeah.
And now when you're in the room, it's like you just walk with all that prestige.
How you feel like it is in Toronto with like the women?
The women and guys, right now it's terrible. Shoot, I do blind dates. I do a lot of stuff out here when it comes to putting people together. So it's not good. People aren't inclusive. People are themselves. People are just playing into the influences of what they see online.
I mean, I have another question for you then. All right. I see where you're going.
All right.
But let's keep it on brand, right? You said blind dates. Like what's something in blind dates you'd want to see more?
Like in out here in the city?
Yeah, like blind dates with you. When you got people coming here.
What do I want to see more?
What do you want to see more, yeah?
Yo, I want more people to participate. I want more people to be... And not... No, people... Because I have, like, a good amount of people in my dating queue. Mm. But I obviously... People want to have the personalities on camera, the people in the city that they want to see. And, like, I would love to have more people just put themselves out there. So, yeah, I want to see people putting themselves out there more, being themselves... And having a good time. And like, you don't know what could happen. I met my girl on a blind date.
Yeah.
So it's like, why are people so scared to try new things and put themselves out there? Everything I'm doing with this is all a risk. And I just feel like no one takes risks in the city. We're all just in like a tight corner. We all stand up in the middle of the club. Like me, I'll go to the crowd, even when we were out. You see me.
I'm out.
Like, I just like to be out,
like to
active. I like to have fun, you know? So I just want to see more people. We don't even know who people are because people are in the dark. People aren't coming to light. Come to light. Be yourself. I am myself. I am trying to inspire you guys to do the same. Like, you guys need to be yourselves. There's a market out here for people that are genuine and are themselves. And a lot of people don't want to be themselves. For what? You only live once. You only live one, you only live one time, and niggas don't want to be themselves.
Agreed.
Like, it's crazy out here.
So who are they trying to be? Because what I wanted to ask you was just to talk about like how it is in Toronto.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel I don't go out a lot, yeah. But when I do go out, everyone's just standing looking at each other.
I know. It sucks.
We're listening to the same, you know, 60 songs over and over, and I'm like, man, like, why is it so scary out here? Like, not that I'm scared or anything. Like
I know
that.
What
you're
saying.
You walking in is so intimidating. Like everyone's
everyone's just to themselves. Or
is that a Toronto thing, or is that a modern day?
To be honest, I haven't traveled enough to know. I want to travel. I need to travel because I'm a person who's liberating and needs to see the world. Because clearly, I'm tired. Let me ask you this: if we scale this, and we go to we scale it. Uh-huh. Can we build like a hub for the dating culture here? Like, is it possible with these people? Like, sometimes I questioned it.
What do you mean a hub?
Not even a hub, but like, I just want to say, do you think like, obviously there's dating shows, there's things out here that last, or maybe they don't, because I don't ever really see
any. I think that there's a space for 100%.
I don't know, and I'm in the space. And the reason why I'm saying I don't, obviously guys, I'm going to continue to push the limit, but bro, it's just a scary place here because maybe I have to be the one, but yeah, it's just hard.
Bro, you're saying it right here.
I am the one. Fuck you. Yeah, I am the one.
You know why I think
he motivates me too, to keep me here. I lose hope sometimes. I lose hope in you niggas, man.
You know why I think, there's a space for it? To me, I feel like Toronto, There's so many open spots for people to take advantage of, as far as like when you think about the other major cities in the US, like New York, LA, Atlanta. Think about any creative space. You could probably think about a top person in that space. So for example, if we're gonna talk about finance in the black space, we could think about like Earn Your Leisure.
I mean, all of
you heard those guys,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, oh, Earn Your Leisure, do
right?
If you think about, reality TV show or dating or something like that, you could think about a network like a Zeus or Love and Hip Hop or something, right? If you think about a rapper, you're probably gonna think Drake. Drake has that space, right? But when you think about creatives in the city, nobody like that, like we don't have a finance guy.
I know.
We don't have somebody that's in the creative entertainment space from Toronto that has that
infrastructure.
Not even just the infrastructure, that market share. Like they have that market share on when online. You talk about this topic in this city.
Yeah.
Oh, go to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to Players Play.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they do this. They do that. Yeah. It's funny.
But Toronto is not. It's not a. It doesn't come together like that.
You think it's a hater city? Like we're just Toronto's full of
haters? Yeah, for sure. Because people haven't seen nothing big happen here. By the people. Bro, we do crazy. If we were doing some of this stuff in a different place, I feel like we'd get way more support, you know?
Yeah.
100%. So it's like you gotta get yours where you can, but in Toronto, it's not easy, and you're never gonna reach where you need to get if you stay here. That's just the truth.
I believe that. I think you gotta leave. I think you gotta tap into different markets too.
You have to meet
new people and stuff like that.
You have to.
It sucks. That's just a sad reality of the city.
It's just sad.
Sometimes.
And everybody wants it to be a different way. Like, I remember this one girl, she's like, no, like, why do you have to leave to do Players Play? Like, you can do it here. And I'm like, I'm doing it here, of course, but it's the, you reach a ceiling.
Yo, Toronto is a glass half full type of mentality place.
Facts.
Like, it's everything is glass half full. Why are you doing this? Facts. Oh, this is not... And then you'll see the same people go support like a whole lot of other stupid shit.
Stupid shit. Yeah, that's the next thing. Toronto champions the stupidest shit. And I get it, attention and views. Because in New York, there's a lot of dumb shit too. You know, people on the street and that type of content. A lot more people. So you can still see.
Yeah.
You can still get to see the authentic people really still doing their thing.
Here it's trendy over
here. Here it's just trendy. We don't have enough numbers. So we're not even going to have to see these other people. We're just going to see the foolishness.
Doesn't that make you kind of...
It's annoying.
Toronto doesn't have a style.
Nah.
We just follow the trend.
Like,
when you go to certain places, you can tell by the way someone walks, talks, how they move. Oh, this guy's from the South. Mm-hmm. Oh, this guy's from the East Coast, from New York. Oh, it's from the West Coast, from the Bay, from LA or whatever. Mm-hmm. People from Toronto... You can't really tell they're from Toronto until they tell you they're from Toronto. Or you're from Toronto.
So exactly.
I'll tell you this. I was in London and these three people on the train
were
in front of me.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like bantering back and forth.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, yo, they sound like they sound like Canadian or American.
Yeah.
I heard the one you say, yo, why you moving like that?
Oh, you already knew.
I said, what? Yo, what are the odds?
That's crazy.
Right? Yeah. I didn't even have to ask. I knew.
Yeah.
I knew. But it's like, if you're not from here and you don't know that we say stuff like that, we talk like that, you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, yeah, sometimes Toronto feels like it doesn't really have, you know, culture.
And we're not even accepted by the Americans. Like, we're not accepted.
No, we're not.
They don't even know anything going on. Even though Drake has given them some glimpses into our life. Or
they
our
still
world,
don't get it.
They don't even know what the hell's going on. They're like, Drake. All they can say is just Drake.
They don't even know any other
things going on in our city. You know why? Because there's no one captivating enough with enough polarizing, you know.
Bro, what does he have to show? He's just gonna show people the city and it's just a bunch. No disrespect to nobody, but come on, you know,
I know.
What are we showing? There's nothing to show.
I know.
There's nothing to show, like.
I know.
There's no other person to show. The guy is so big that he's just, pause, like he's just, he's clear, like he's bigger than everybody.
It's true, still.
So like,
it's true.
To look back at the city is like looking back at us. It's like someone talking to you about Napanee, Ontario. You know where Napanee, Ontario is?
Yeah, I do actually.
Yeah, bro.
No, I don't know where this stuff. It's like headed toward
Kingston. Like,
oh God, I've never
heard
of
that. It's a small town, but I think when people look at Toronto, they just think, oh, this is a big version of a small town.
You basically, know? Basically,
they got a basketball team, they got a hockey team, they got a baseball team, but that pretty much it.
That's pretty much it. That's what I'm saying. So it's like, what do you see it going in the next 5 to 10?
Toronto?
Yeah, like, do you think we can create these figures and the people that we want and fill those spaces that we just mentioned?
Yeah, I think so. But I think what I think too is,
we need like a big fund too. We need like some, Toronto needs some funding or something too. Like for production, like movies. Too.
You know what I think? I think, let's say for you, right? Mm-hmm. I think to take that space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do I need
there
to do?
There has to be
you
a tell lot. Me. In my opinion, there would have to be a lot of sacrificing for the first little bit.
Okay, tell me.
So like these events that you have or these things that you have, like a lot of them are going to have to come out of pocket,
mm-hmm.
or you're going to have to link up with other people in the city, mm-hmm. other big promoters. Or
it been coming out of pocket, by the way.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? Couple grants helped,
but no one man. I think it has to be a group of a couple people, and mm-hmm. they just have to put on and just go hard.
Just
and
go
consistent.
So hard.
Yeah.
And just consistently.
And take advantage of the times when people are in the city. So like Caribana Weekend. Mm. People come to Toronto.
That's a good
people
point.
From the States come.
Point.
People from the Caribbean.
That is
come.
A good point.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's
like
a good point.
When people come to the city, you have to go hard.
You have to captivate.
Then they can leave
and
with, yo.
And propel.
How's that players play?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Big barbecue was sick. The music was sick. Yo, you gotta come next year.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because you can go to the carnival in the morning or the afternoon, and then there's this in the evening, something going on.
Yeah.
So like more of that, linking up with other people that have motion in their space, right? So if there's a promoter that you know, if there's a content creator that you know, and you just work with them, right? And then, but it's kind of like taking an L in the beginning, but on the back end,
I feel like we already taking the L's in the beginning right now, technically,
which is good. Yeah. But on the back end, in the future, you gotta like pretty much you're creating a demand. In my opinion, right? You try to create this demand for certain things, and then so people want it, but people just
go on. I like where you're going. No, people want it. I like where you're going.
People want it, but they're just waiting for somebody to deliver it, right? They're waiting
but
for somebody to.
If they want people to deliver it, why aren't they fully okay? Let's say people kind of see the vision what players play,
mm-hmm.
and there has been plenty of support. Shout out to the real ones, but it's just like, I don't know, bro. I just be feeling like the city needs to fully champion something and like stand all the way behind it, but we don't got enough people doing it. And it's just like, it's going to take what? When the Americans fuck with players play, I got to go to America and get the Americans to fuck with us. And then the whole city's going to be like, yeah, we were rocking with players.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with it. It's just like you said, I gotta pay to play.
I think it's like, it's one of the
situations
where... I
got to go there. That's, you know, you gotta spend, right?
It's like that conversation we were having earlier where it's like, how do you feel about girls wanting you now that you have something? Like, let's just say, like, not me. Specifically, but just like, let's just say there's a guy there and he wasn't really shit mm-hmm. a couple years ago, but now he's the man, he got a nice car, he got making a lot of money, whatever it is, and now there's girls that are accessible to him. It's like, can you blame the girls for moving like that? You had nothing to offer before, right? So I think it's the same thing with here where it's like,
No, you fuck that. Just... We have shit to offer now.
No, you have shit to offer.
Just,
but,
okay, I know your point. Like, I know your point. I'm talking,
the real
shit.
Ones will always mess with you.
No, I know. I know. But to get the whole masses,
get the whole thing going. Fully, it's like
you're right. You're right, bro. You know what? I fully, completely agree with that.
Sorry.
No.
You say, yo, I have a game. I have a thing. A dodgeball tournament.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
People are gonna come out to support. People want to come out, whatever, right?
Yeah.
But what about the people that are like, okay, so you're giving alcohol, you're providing entertainment, you're providing music. I could do it at home. I could technically do that at home. So realistically, what you're trying to create is a vibe that you can't get at home. A vibe that you can't get at that another party that you're going to choose to go into the mine. It's more so about creating the atmosphere that you can't go find elsewhere.
But I will say, like, back to Girls Just Want to Have Fun, I feel like that was a vibe you couldn't have
got. It is. It still is.
I feel like, because I don't feel like we've seen, like, that type of frame of things coming together in many different things, you know? But are you basically just saying generally,
we
gotta continuously...
Yeah, I'm not saying...
Oh, you weren't saying that specifically.
No,
oh, I know what
generally
you're
because...
We gotta continue to...
I came to the dodgeball one. There was a lot of people there, right? So I think now, how do we show people that, yo, look how much people came out and had fun. That was just something
And a lot of people were like, discredit, like they were like, wait, God. Like a lot of people didn't understand it. Fam, you know, fam, to make but that again, happen, you know, man's had to do like
you have to do a lot.
But we again, had to like,
but again,
make it happen.
That's the analogy of when we walk into the club. Why is everyone just standing and looking at each other when all everybody really needs is a couple shots or the right person to come up to them and say, hey, let's dance or whatever it is, and then you start seeing how goofy everybody is. So it's like, everybody, stop acting cool, bro. Just come out and have a good time. Everyone, stop acting cool. Come out, have fun.
Real shit.
Come watch some dodgeball. Come socialize, network, get a tattoo. Take some shots. Vibe out with some friends. You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Stop acting cool.
Stop acting cool.
I think that's what it really is. It's like, how do you get everybody to stop acting cool? Because
you just got to be goofy.
I don't know about you, but I know a lot of tough people that go bowling.
Facts.
Right?
I know a lot of tough people that go bowling. But I feel, you know what it is? I feel like, you just gotta be goofy around them and bring it out of them. That's what I do.
Made them feel comfortable.
Feel comfortable. Cause like I have like even the blind date, right? That guy. He like I bring people into the space. I make them feel comfortable. You know, that's what I do every time. Like that guy was a little bit like you could tell based on his background. You think he want? Bro, he wasn't really.
You want to be on camera like
no,
that?
No, players play, takes our hands. And crafts these things that you guys see. These things don't just come like this. Like, the girls just want to have fun. We have to get... Like, there's just so many inner workings that have to happen before it comes like that. And it's like, I'm happy to do it. And like you said, why should I complain? Because you're right. The fuck did we do yet? We got to do more of this. We got to continue to push the limit. So people are like, okay, we have to fuck with that.
Let me ask you this, right?
But sometimes it is annoying.
Think about it. I'm going to ask you, but really think about it.
Okay.
Do you really think when it came to the marketing, the promoting...
Yeah.
And everything after players, the dodgeball tournament, the girls just want to have fun.
Yeah.
Do you think you could have went harder?
100%.
So that right there is enough gas to say, when we do this
I could have. You know what I will say, though? But this is just more internal things. Like, as in, like, because, like, I know, like, the city wanted more. See, okay, you know what it is? Let's get into it. You gotta get into it. Because people think things are just easier than they are. Yeah, and that's the problem. The logistics of these things.
Go.
So, with an event like that, first and foremost, like getting the gym, like the way that, first of all, the gym was beautiful.
Yeah, it was a nice place. Nice
there's no other gym like that in the city. Mm-hmm. I can tell you guys that right now. And they're not gonna let you rent their gym and do the things we did. Like, bro, like we got lucky in a sense, bro. Like, everything that you guys seen that happened like that, it was a little bit of luck because. Even now, we try to find a space to do Girls Just Want to Have Fun again, fam. It's not easy. We tried to go to I have an event planner looking into this. Like, serving alcohol and food in a gym.
It's tough.
They don't want that.
They don't want that.
You know how much issues I had afterwards? And I had to tell the guy, like, girls were wearing heels on the court. There was, like, certain things he didn't like. And there was even, like, an incident that happened or whatever. And, like, there's just so many inner workings of things people don't get to see. They just see the polished things that I post. It looks nice. Like, yo, where's more of this? And, like, there's even people on TikTok, like, he's dropping the clips. Where's the full video? They don't understand, like, bro, we're not, like, it's hard to even be a fully automated business yet. And it's like,
you're one man.
We're just
right
one
now.
Man.
Yeah.
I have a couple people that help me, but it's like,
but for the
it's
most part,
it's not like the support's fully there. Are people fully just going on our way? Like, are you, yes, at our pop-ups, we have to, like, show people our game cards, and we could sell a few hundred of them, mm-hmm. whatever. But it's like online, like we need to make sure, you know, we get some sales now where we're gonna be doing some digital commercials to push our card game and stuff, mm-hmm. so we can start to get some revenue, because fam, this thing is not a business where it's easy to see revenue. You mm-hmm. gotta really map it out. It's not a service-based business where you pay me for a cut, I see my money today. It's put in money here, market, and hope to, and you might not even get the money back for years, which is fine with me, because I'm a risk taker. Yeah. I don't care about the money. Yeah. I don't even care about money. I think money is useless until it's in a system.
Yeah.
Like, if you just have, like, 100K in your hand, and you don't have no actual system or means to make it, and, you know, triple it, quadruple it.
It's a tool.
It's a tool to figure out how to make more. Mm. And, yeah, man, it's not easy. And, like, yeah, to do it again, it's just been so tough.
So when do you want to do it again? Like,
I can't. It's logistics of it. It's finding the spot will allow me to serve alcohol, drinks, and run it the same way I ran it.
What about outside, like at a park?
I thought about doing it at a park, but you know, weather can play a role.
Weather and safety.
And safety as well, and that might change the vibe of it,
because that allows
anyone to kind of like
anyone to roam around, but then it also allows anybody to just
be there with exactly. So then there's now and the other event, I'm not even gonna speak on it, but yeah, that's what I'll say with that, man. So
it's a lot.
It's just so fam, and I can get more in depth, but I don't want to complain like a freaking bitch. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be a bitch on camera, bro. But nah, bro, this shit's freaking hard, fam. This shit's hard.
But for the most part. Yeah, from even what you're saying, it just sounds like this is not just some book the gym.
It's not just book the gym. Let's do girls just want to have fun. Fam, girls just want... You know how hard it is booking 30 women that I had to, like... Because I marketed it the same way.
Get them out their comfort zone, too.
Fam. Yeah, they're going to pop out. Don't worry.
Maybe you should do a live show one day, man.
Fam, there's so much we can do. And you know what? I love your tenacity, man. I love, like, your intrigue and your curiosity. It moves me. Trust me. But it's just... It's so much inner workings that go into it. And I just... You know, I'm slowly trying. I could be doing. I'm a human.
I don't see anybody doing what you're trying to do or what you are.
So then, why am I getting this? Why? Where's the support then? If it's so rare or they haven't seen it.
What's that saying? If you do things for the praise, fuck man, it's a good one. Something I don't want to Google it right now because you know it'd take away from the thing. But
it's okay. I mean, shit, I can cut it.
It was
up.
Something about if. I gotta find it now. And the other thing is, people are always gonna have something to say, bro. You can have 9 successful players play, girls just wanna have fun events, and they're still one of them goes bad, and they say, oh, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. How could you allow this? How could you allow that? Whole time it's just some idiot you in this freaking basement.
It's true.
Talking shit, not doing nothing. You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure.
Real shit. Not saying a word. So it's like the comments too. I don't even think we should pay attention. Focus on the love.
No, I do.
You know what I'm saying? You do. I know you do, and I
love doing that. And I've been doing that for the last 2 years. And I will do that. I'm dying by this. Like, this is not something that I see myself giving up. Like, don't think that. Like, I want to help the city. Like, bro, I'm passionate about bringing people together, bro. I love talking to new people. I don't just do it for like, I need to go network and try to build my shit. Like, I really love people. Mm. Like, when I go to these people's events, like, I'm genuine with it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just love it. Like, I love creators. I just love people doing dope shit. Even Tafari, like, when I seen TB doing his shit, like, I love everybody doing their shit.
Yeah, man.
I just love seeing people start somewhere and develop something and grow it into something major, or at least try.
I think we got some ideas.
Something's gonna come
up with. I think
come on, you here right now. We got the same last name.
Yeah, I know. Just found that out today.
We got the same last name and shit. So yeah, bro. Something good's gonna happen to us. I know it.
someone says, "Yo, where's your bro? Where's your cousin?" Yeah, that's crazy. But just even in real time, just to talk about it real quick, because our first names, I think. The first 6 letters or 5 letters are the same.
Yeah.
And then the last name is the same. So I'm looking at the laptop like, it's my laptop? And I'm like, your last name's... And I'm like, what the frick? So it's just crazy. And even when we met months ago, the person who introduced us was like, I always thought you guys looked alike and act the same.
Oh, wait. Was that at the match party?
That was at... No, it was the photo shoot.
Oh yeah, that's when we formally, but even him saying
like, yo, you guys move the same and whatever, the names to be the same. I'm like, yo, bro, that's kind of trippy, though. That's kind of scary.
No, it's facts, it's crazy how life works, right?
Like,
it's crazy,
crazy how life works, it's so crazy
because I just remember seeing your video where you were like, you're sitting here watching you. You're sitting there watching time, and your life's passing you by.
Yeah, man.
Maybe you'll sign up tonight. No, sign up right now.
Sign up right now.
I'm going to do an insert, guys, so you guys can...
Yeah. Watching TV, procrastinating, watching your whole life pass you by. Why don't you do something about it? You said you ain't got credit. You ain't got good credit. You can't get another credit card. You can't go off and get another payday lender. Why don't you get a debit card that builds credit? You got a debit card in your pocket right now, and it can't build you anything. All it does is take the money out of your account to buy things that you don't even want. Why don't you get a debit card that builds credit? Doesn't that make sense? Wasting your time, wasting your money, wasting your energy. What are you, a waste man?
those times we were promoting the card and promoting the bank at the time.
Nah, I loved it. It was sick.
And
I knew your character.
Safari was looking for somebody to do it. Like, you're looking for somebody to do that, to be that person.
Yeah.
And some people say, like, naturally I give off this asshole vibe or whatever. So then he's like, yo, would you do it? Like, would you just do it? I'm like, yo, bro, anything you need, I'll do it, bro. Whatever. Like, you know what I mean?
Real nigga, man.
So then me and the guy that was handling the media at the time, we were on a walk.
Yeah.
So me, him, and the camera guy were looking for a spot to do it at.
Yeah.
And we're just talking back and forth or whatever. And then,
like,
yo, maybe you should say this. Maybe you should say this. And then I just started talking.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of just let me talk. And then and then they're just watching me. They're like, yeah, keep going. Like, why you stop talking? Keep going. So I just remember being like, yo, what are you, a waste man? They're like, yo, bro, you got to say it. We just went on the corner and just shot it right there,
you know?
That's
sick. Nah, that was so natural and shit. And I, see, that's when I knew, like, you're just genuine. And I felt like in Toronto, you see, what TV was doing, I never seen before. Cause I was like, what the hell is a black man? He's moving.
Think about that. Cause I want to know what you think. Before you answer.
Yeah.
When I go out places with this guy, people give him high praises. But I knew the guy since we're like kids, like 14 years old.
Yeah, so I'll tell you how it looks.
When you're speaking to him, you're speaking to him as the finished product.
Yeah.
I've been knowing him before any of this.
I know. So let me tell you. Yeah. I'll tell you. I got
like,
you.
What do you think? Like,
bro, when I first seen Tafari doing this thing, because like Tafari, so during the pandemic, I drew a liking to the finance. I got more familiar with finance and stuff. I started seeing some finance pages I got into. So when I seen Tafari, it was perfect for a guy like me. Because you heard of ShakePay?
No.
So ShakePay is like, it's like a crypto app, and they have Bitcoin you can buy on there.
Okay.
But at one point, I think you could still shake your phone and it gave you like free Bitcoin each day.
Mm-hmm.
And you can sign people up. You get $30 for each person you sign up. I signed up like hundreds of people during the pandemic because I was bored.
Mm-hmm.
So I was making good money off that. Mm-hmm. And like they sent me like a hat and like t-shirts because like, I was selling
shit.
So much.
Okay.
I was going to work for them. And shit. Like, this shit is real. ShakePay referrals. If you guys know, you know.
Yeah.
But anyways, bro, so I see TB. And it was like, oh, yeah, the Hudsy thing. I was like, and he's a black man, and it's close to home, and he was well spoken, and then he was on fucking Dragon's Den. I had a phase of me watching Shark Tank at that time.
Yeah.
So to see a man know how to break down those numbers, talk about evaluation, he didn't mess up once. He was just smooth.
So let me speak about that.
So he just looked bigger than life at one point.
Let me speak about the Dragon's Den thing from my perspective, right?
Yeah.
Because I think he had did it. He was rehearsing for that months before. It might have been a year before.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it was months before. I think it was before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I would hit him up, like, because he had just moved back to Toronto. He wasn't living in Toronto for a minute. So he's back. I'm like, yeah, my homie back, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to hit him up every other day. Yo, what are you saying?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go here. Yo,
mm-hmm.
what are you saying?
Mm-hmm.
99% of the time, he was like, fam, I can't. I'm locking in with this Dragon's Den thing. I didn't know what the hell he was talking about at the time. I'm like, bro, like, Dragon what, bro? I mean, let's go, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he took off an entire summer, right?
Wow.
But people don't see that. They just see now, and he's still building, but, yo, he took off an entire summer rehearsing the script.
Wow.
Rehearsing the script.
Wow.
It. What if they ask this? What if they ask this? What if they ask this? So that's why if you go back, and you guys should go back and look at, go on his page, right?
Wow.
every question they asked him, he didn't stutter, he didn't
I know.
He just knew what to say.
It was crazy.
For a whole summer and even weeks before that, he was just rehearsing over and over and over and over. So when he went in there just prepared as an understatement.
Wow.
So now when you guys are seeing this, it's like, it's funny because I knew how it happened. And to know how he did it was just consistency and reps and just focusing, just locking in for a couple months. It's like to see how everyone is amazed by it. I'm like, honestly, we could all do this, but maybe we can't all do this because this requires a certain type of focus. This requires telling your friends, no, I can't go out. No, I don't want to go here. I don't care who's going to be there. No, I don't want to do this. I have to make the sacrifice to see what tomorrow's going to look like. And now he's living off of that.
No, honestly. And yeah, like it just looked crazy, man. Look bigger than life when I first saw it, bro.
Word, eh?
Yeah, bro. Look bigger than
especially
life.
Especially from
bro.
Toronto, too, right?
Yo, for Toronto. Like, I don't see shit like that. And, like, just to even be connected with him and just, like, yeah. The network I have now, I'm so grateful, fam.
Genuine,
like,
too. Genuine.
And it's so genuine. Like, look how we just link up with each other. Like, it's nothing. It's so, like, seamless. And, like, I love it. And, like, yeah, bro.
You think people in the city do bad business? You think you've experienced it? Not to, like,
yeah, no, that's a good
talk shit about them.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No. That's a good statement or a good question. Of course. That's why people are probably discouraged. I feel like a lot of people are discouraged and deterred from just things they've dealt with and bad business and stuff from other people in the city. Mm. I feel like people aren't professionals in the city.
Aren't professionals
in the city. They don't even do certain things like file their taxes the right way, like when they're doing business stuff. Like they're not really doing contract stuff, like. A lot of things is just word to mouth. Or
you know when you say that, I can't speak for everybody because Toronto's huge, but I'm going to speak to like our community, like people we know, black people or young, urban, whatever space you want to call it. I can't lie. There's a lot of scamming.
I know.
There's a lot of like people just doing things.
But do you think it's because of the economy though? Because we said that before, right? Can we not blame that? And attribute that to the economy?
I don't fully blame the economy. I just blame the city. Remember what we were saying earlier? The city is just so trendy. And I think if something's popping, everybody will hop on it. Mm. Like if selling water was a thing, everybody would be selling water. Like I don't think Toronto has a lot of people that have a mind of their own. I think I agree.
No one's going to step out of the box. But that's everywhere, though. That's just the world.
I think it's everywhere. But for our community, that we know, the people that are going to see this, like, I think they can agree to that. It's a lot of copycat. It's a lot of
it
people
is.
Not wanting to think for themselves.
It is.
Like, nothing's wrong with... You can still go that way and think differently. You can still do this and think differently. But think differently.
But don't it's just but people are. It's just that with people being too cool, and then all the above.
Yeah. Let's like. We should put it on record right now.
Yeah.
Can somebody in the city host an event or a party? Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be no phones. It doesn't have to be whatever. But can the theme or the narrative or can the thing be pushed of? Can we have fun? Can everybody have? Fun? Can everybody? You don't have to dance.
But girls just want to have fun.
You know what I'm saying? But even on a party vibe,
yeah,
like
yeah, no,
yo,
for sure.
Just, can everyone have fun? Can we stop looking at each other?
Nah, for real.
You don't gotta go there and
no, for
talk
real.
And conversate whatever. But can everybody just participate in what the hell's going on? Like, I'm just tired of going to these functions. And
imagine we briefed everyone before they got in the party. Like, yo, you ready to have fun? You ready to have fun?
Or yo, if you're just gonna be on that cool
that
shit, if you're gonna be on that cool shit, just somebody should escort you. Get the fuck
yeah,
out,
nah,
man.
real shit,
nonsense,
bro.
Like
real shit,
nonsense.
I completely agree, fam.
What's the last party you went to where you felt like you had, not just you having fun, you felt like
girls just want to have fun. I was at peace. My event, but the reason why I say that though is because TB was there. I had my guy who does promotions like Deshae. Mm-hmm. He had a team. Everybody in the city. They may have not all, like, we all kind of seen each other in different places.
Yeah.
But everyone was there and, well, just here for the moment. Everyone was present for the moment. So I felt like that was something for the city still. But other than that, nah, just that. I don't know. What else? I don't know, but right now. Actually, no. You know what I liked? I actually liked I Love R&B, Mario, when Mario came down.
You were at that one?
Yeah.
How do you like I Love R&B and those things that happen in the city?
Nigga, they don't dance. But I do.
No, I was out weed the other day. You
Bro, yeah, I was dancing.
When we were about you, yeah, go to the music.
Yeah, bro, yo, bro. So basically, we were in the booth. I'm here. He was in his section. He was slumped. I'm like, yo, I'm gonna go.
Slumped.
He was all right, though. He was all right.
I was kicking it.
He was kicking it. But I was there now. I go in the middle of the crowd and like I just felt the vibe, like in the middle of the crowd. I didn't even know some of the last artist that was there, like music. I wasn't too familiar with his music, I'm not gonna lie. But the other
Soulchild, was it Soulchild? Was it somebody?
I don't know the music person. I think it was the last headliner. But Bobby Valentino, what? I was in there.
It was a good time, man.
It was a good time.
I was kicking it. I was really observing. Like,
did you see the upstairs? Nobody was dancing upstairs.
Yeah, I went upstairs.
I think people need to dance more. People just need to dance more.
Yo.
That's it. Or like move. Just one, two steps.
Can these guys not dance?
I don't know.
I don't think people know how to dance.
Yo, there should be a party where like, everyone has to know how to dance.
Cause yo, you know, if you go to like Florida,
everyone's dancing.
Yeah, there's certain places in the states or everyone's even dancing. Outside of the states that where like people like the gangsters dance.
That's what I'm saying.
The good guys dance. But that's what I'm saying.
Bad guys dance. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. People don't dance. But like, you don't even have to be the best dancer. Like, when liquor's in your system, just do a
just
1-2
have
step.
Fun. Yeah, just have fun.
Fam, I was dancing with this random girl's boyfriend, and she was recording it. It was like me and it, like we were some reggae.
You're having a good time.
Having a good time, and she was recording it as lit.
I thought you about to fuck yourself there.
No. Don't do it like that. You trying to catch me? You trying to catch me? Hey.
But I wish. I wish this the city would just let the cool shit go.
Let this shoot the cool shit. Yeah, I agree.
Because you know the other thing too. When I speak to, I like to have conversations with people. When I talk to most people, they tell me, yo, I want to go hiking. I want to do this. I want to do that. They don't really tell me much cool shit, but what they give off is cool shit. So I don't know if like,
it's not, I don't know.
Maybe girls just want to have players play. It needs to just break that mold where, you know, come to this because this is where people are really having fun.
Just have fun. Yeah. And honestly, that's what we're trying to promote. And like,
and girls know how to have fun. Girls turn up the party.
The girls had fun. Shout out to all those girls that, yeah, they came out, man. They all had fun. And they were like taking shots on the court. It was lit.
Girls are the ones that really make the party fun.
I agree.
I think when you see girls, even if guys are just standing around, when the girls are singing with each other.
Girls were dancing, though. A couple girls are moving. Can't lie. The ones upstairs, a little bit.
It's us that make it scary. It's not the girls.
I think it's the guys.
Us that makes it scary.
It's the guys.
Even just in general, like when you're in an environment where girls are having fun, it's generally a more fun place because what are the guys there for most of the time? Girls.
Big facts.
So imagine, like, I just wish girls just if they met a boring guy, just don't even talk, don't even entertain them. You're not fun enough. You don't let loose enough. You don't have fun enough. You don't want to talk. You don't want to laugh. You don't want to. You just want to be there.
No facts. Nah, real face. Shit. It's crazy. Face.
And I used to do that shit.
The screw face, eh?
What? Let me tell you a story, yo.
Why'd you come out of your
Let me tell you a story. The person who I went with is gonna know exactly what I'm talking about. I went to I Love R&B event, but it was like in a smaller venue.
What was this?
This was a couple years ago.
Oh, okay.
And I went last minute or whatever, but when I got in there, for some strange reason, I felt like fuck, there's people in here, like makes me uncomfortable. So I stood in the party for like 5 hours like this.
You were one of them?
People had friends that knew me, and they would say, yo, your brethren's in here, but he's pissed. Like, you know what I'm saying? And fam, like, the crazy thing is I thought it was okay until I got checked. And it was just like, yo, this is not fun. You're just standing there like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, like, it's just fun. Like, I'm only saying people should have more fun and be more outgoing. It's just because I used to be the person that just used to stand there straight face with a drink in my hand or whatever and... It's not fun, man. Just let it go, man.
It's not. We gotta let loose. Man. We gotta let loose, honestly. No, I completely agree with you. And I actually kind of want to pivot into something that I saw online that's kind of distasteful, honestly. What are your thoughts on Young Thug? Oh, no. What's his name? Pop Smoke's killer being interviewed. What are your thoughts on that?
It's nasty, I'm not gonna lie.
I'm gonna play devil's advocate even though I don't really.
It's nasty just on the I'm trying to look at it from like the loved one's point of view. You have a loved one that dies, that gets murdered, that gets killed for whatever reason. Last thing you wanna see is the person who had involvement of putting them away to just be on the internet talking shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I found it like it was nasty work, but the game is the game, right? Like I just feel like when you're in that position of being a hot new rapper and you know you're feeling yourself and whatever, whatever, people are gonna wanna come for you. So I think prevention is better than the cure, or prevention is better than the retaliation for what the guy's doing now. I think for future, people just gotta just know themselves better. If you know that you're the it person right now, you gotta protect yourself. But it's nasty. Like, I've seen it. What do you think about it?
Okay, well, I just want to say, I was going to say, there's been killers interviewed, like, in the past. Jeffrey Dahmer, okay. I believe, was one of them. I've seen some other ones, like some weird molester, you know, guys like that. So, like, guys have, like, serial killers been interviewed before. So, I seen that, and I'm like, so what, like, I think it's distasteful, though. Not gonna lie. I think it's distasteful. It's I just didn't like it.
It's nasty.
I'm like, Adam, like, and you know what it was? It's not even like there was, like, some sort of insight from it. It was just, like, he didn't really acknowledge it, but then he was like, oh, I'm not sorry. But, like, he wasn't, it just, I don't know.
Those people, it makes me just think, why do you have a voice? Why do you get a voice?
Yeah.
Why does this person get to speak about it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was distaste. I just didn't like it. But what do you say to the people that say other killers have been interviewed that are worse? And, like, it's not like, and journalism, to a degree. Does journalism?
I'd say so. I'd say no murderer should speak. I don't think anybody should be given the platform to speak.
What about if it's self-defense?
That's different. Mm. That's different, right?
Fair enough.
It's different.
Because there's a guy on Vlad that killed this guy in self, or I think his girl killed this guy in self-defense that, like, tried to rob him.
That's different.
But then he ended up going on Vlad. Vlad covered the story. And then after, the guy got shot and killed after, too. I don't think, you never heard of that one?
The law is the law, one, but two, that's when you got to know yourself, too. Because whether you do it in self-defense or whether you do it as the aggressor,
someone still died.
That's someone's sister, someone's brother, someone's child.
Facts.
Come on. Doesn't matter. Even if, think about it, there's somebody in your life right now, even if they're in the wrong, if they get killed, knock on wood, it doesn't matter. Something in your body is going to want to feel like you want to ride out, even if you found out the person you know what I'm saying?
It's true.
Was the aggressor.
It's true.
But the internet...
You're right.
The internet is a funny place. I seen something the other day, just staying on the internet. Mm-hmm. Did you see that video of that actor? He was hugging Megan Good.
Oh, that was crazy.
And her man was there right behind him.
Oh, that was crazy.
What do you think about that?
That, like, was terrible.
On whose part?
I don't feel like I don't like it.
On whose part? Who's at fault here?
What's his name? Michael Ealy?
Yeah, Michael Ealy. Yeah, yeah. He's at fault?
Michael Ealy, bro. What are you doing? Like, why do you got to do all of that?
You don't think she's at fault?
She's at fault.
Think about it. You walk into the spot.
They're both at fault.
You walk into
He doesn't respect him as actors. Aren't they act in the same community? I don't know.
I'm with Michael Ealy, by the way. I'm with that, like, walking to the... If this is your old work, if this is somebody you used to... Are you crazy? You dumb. You can't tell me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like...
No.
It's funny because I think...
Now, Michael Ealy's not in the wrong still. It's the shorty.
I think the girl's in the wrong because you know how to... It's gonna sound stupid, but it's like if somebody you used to work with that you used to be cool with, whether it seemed a bit edgy or not, was approaching you and your significant other's there, if you're like, oh my God, how you doing? And he grabs you and picks you up,
do you see that look? What was she supposed to do? Stiff arm him?
Lower her tone, kind of give, put the one hand out for the one hand hug. That shit was. Come on, because think about it. You're in the spot now. Mm-hmm. Your old work walks in. Mm-hmm. Your girl standing behind you. Mm. And Susie walks up to you and says, oh my God, too shy. Long time no see.
You got
to
stay away.
How you doing? Everything good? Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what, because.
Yeah.
Because you know what's going to come. You know that drive home argument. Yeah, you know that.
Of course.
The night's ruined.
The night's ruined.
I don't blame her. I don't blame him.
Well, I blame her. I blame her.
That's what I'm saying. You got to be a shark.
Wait. Who should have been the shark, though?
All of them. All of them.
Like, they should... So Megan should have... been a little
Megan
bit
should have been like, yo, how you doing? How's it? She could have. I don't think Megan cares. One. So let's take it away from Megan. Michael Ealy walks in on some, yo, lifts her up. Like, that's crazy. My boy in the back, he's kind of just watching, trying to figure out what's going on. But I think it happened so fast.
He didn't even know what to do.
It was like, this is happening so fast. Let me see what she's going to do. And then in real time, yo, she's not even on the ground anymore. So you're like, yo, is this really happening right now? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, in your brain, you're thinking like, yo, is he really picking her up right now? Is she really allowing this?
Yeah.
I wonder if her feet did the... Yeah. You know, that's crazy work, man. I don't know what I'll do.
Now, you got to double down on the shark part, though. What do you mean, though? So you're saying like they're too nice in that situation?
Yeah, I'm saying everybody got to be a shark. So Michael Ealy walked in perfect how he's supposed to walk in. This is my old work, or this is something. This is somebody that I have that relationship with. Mm-hmm, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
He also in the back, my boy in the back, should have also just been like, he should have. I don't know what he should have did. I don't know.
What would you have done?
What I would have done, I probably would have reacted like how Jonathan Majors reacted, because all that shit happened too fast. One, two. I'm gonna hold it until we get in that car. And I'm going to say, like, so, what the fuck was that? like you're trying to find an articulate way to just, no, yo, what the fuck was that? I know you guys been through this. You ever got in the car with your significant other and, like, something happened,
yeah,
and you don't know what to say or how to address it? So it just ends up coming out like, what the fuck was that? Like, what the fuck was that? And then, what the fuck was, like, what? So what the fuck was that? And then now you just... That's what I would have done. I would have gone in the car like, yo, what the fuck was that? What the fuck is, like, what?
Yo, no, you're actually
what the fuck
are
you talking about? Buddy just came through and tried to pick you up and all types of shit. What the fuck going on?
Yeah,
what the fuck going on? I would have been like, what the fuck going on?
Yeah.
I would have stopped the car. What the hell is that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
that's what I would have did.
Nah, you actually, like, killed me, bro. You actually have me.
That's what I
would have
done, man.
Bro.
It happens to everybody. Every girl takes a L. Every guy takes a L.
It happens.
L's in private.
But just back to the beginning of what we said, I completely agree with you, though. Because even like me, like, I remember being in a club one time and like this girl just hugged me like way too long, you know? And I was just like, whoa, like, if you're not a shark, they really might get away with this.
Yeah.
But it's like sometimes, like, you know, you really got to know your distance, because you know what I mean? You got to know yourself and be aware of these things.
Let me,
if you're too nice, they will take it.
Let me ask you something from a male's point of view. And right. I know the guys are going to understand what I'm saying about this. It's kind of toxic, but it's like, you know, when you do see somebody in the spot and they're very happy to see you.
Yeah.
Don't you kind of feel like, yeah, you know what the fuck going on? Like, you know what the fuck going on?
Yeah,
like, you ever walk into the spot and it's like...
All the time. What do you mean?
Oh, my God!
What do you mean? I walk into the spot every time and I just walk in with confidence. Like, you know what the fuck going on. I'm talking about walking like that. That's how I walk in. You know, like, Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yeah.
Like, walking with my belt, like,
no one
can touch me type
that's
shit.
That's something women just,
you know,
have to understand.
They wouldn't,
like,
get it, though.
That's always going to feed a man's ego.
Yeah.
It doesn't even, it could be guys saying, yo, what's up? But
it's just
when
that
girls
that
are doing
energy.
It too, it's like,
it's that, yeah.
In your mind, it's like, yeah, nigga, you know the fuck.
And if you're a little tipsy too, it's even better vibe. And the spots bumping, music's bumping, you in
it's
the right corners,
time.
You in the right sections.
It's a good time.
It's a good time.
It's a good time,
it's a good time.
Guys
to be alive.
What the hell I'm talking about.
Come on, man. If you know, you know.
That's like, yeah.
That's
like, cool. But it's funny. Like, yeah, I would definitely get in the car on some, like, yo, what the fuck was that, man?
That's the best way to say it, though. I don't think there's any other way you could say it. Because, like, you got to get to the point. Because she clearly is playing with you.
Would you leave?
Like, break up with her?
Yeah, if like, she wasn't giving you a straightforward, like, she was bullshitting you on the answer. Would you leave?
Honestly, I stayed for less.
I'll say the same. Okay,
yeah. I'll probably stay.
I probably wouldn't leave, but
I'd, not that in there. No.
I definitely feel a way. I'd be like,
I feel
like,
a way too.
That is crazy. Like, I'd feel like that is crazy.
Feel a way. Like, I've been in situations where, like, what? Oh, okay, how do you feel about your girl dancing with other men at Kirabana?
No.
You're not for that?
No.
Really?
No.
What if she's playing mass?
You will go to Kirabana, in a relationship. You will leave Carabana single. 100%.
She's just trying to celebrate her
all of that culture.
She's trying to celebrate her culture.
I'm Jamaican. So
you should get it then.
That ain't soca. So Jamaicans ain't doing soca. Now we do soca.
We kinda like merged with them.
Think now. About
we like
think about,
we be having events together now. One,
okay,
two.
But you're Jamaican, right?
Yeah.
So think about it. If Vybz Kartel comes on, and I'm dancing with a girl in the club or a girl in the party, or no, you are not dancing. Vybz Kartel comes on, and your girl's dancing on a man. I'm talking prime vibes, like 08, 07, 09, 06.
Wait. Summertime?
Before summertime. Summertime's like 2010. Oh, I'm talking.
Because I don't know Vybz's catalog that crazy. What, give me a record.
Does it Turn and Wine?
Oh, Dutty Wine.
No, I think it's Turn and Wine.
What year is Dutty Wine?
I don't know, but it's definitely it's mid 2000s. It's somewhere up there, mid late 2000s. You see your girl dance and she's Jamaican on somebody to one of these songs.
Okay.
She turns to you and says, "Yo, but it's the culture. It's, don't you get it?"
But you know.
Thank you.
No, hold on.
It's the culture.
I will say this though. I've been to Caribana and like sometimes girls do it in a way where like it's so quick and fast and it's just so like cultural and it's nothing and it's just like nothing, bro.
Nah, you gonna dance with me. If you're in a relationship with me and you're going to Caribana, you're gonna dance with me.
I feel you. Honestly, it's all about what you guys discussed beforehand.
That too though. What I'm saying is geared for TMG. It's not geared for everybody, right? Like I get it. I do understand that, yo, let's go dance with other people or whatever. That's completely fine. I'm not going to look at another.
Would you have a threesome with your girl?
No.
No. Why?
I've heard too many bad stories about it. I heard too many bad stories about people. Nah.
You never even like thought about it, though?
It's overhyped. I've thought about a bunch of things. I thought about a lot of things. No, I wouldn't because
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either.
It sounds good. Don't get it twisted. It sounds fun. It sounds good.
But I don't think I would either.
I think you gotta be very, very, very established, very comfortable, and there's gotta be context. I don't think you should do that in your hometown. I don't think you should do that in your home country.
What about Adam 22? What do you think about what he did with?
He's an idiot.
Do you think that was for money, or do you think he really loves her still? After the fact,
I think it's both. I think he's just.
Do you think he needed the money?
Probably, bro. Why are you gonna let another I'm not gonna say another man, but why are you gonna? But yo, he's like legally pimping.
He was legally, he is legally pimping. But I don't get that though. He already had. He's up though, no?
He's up, but you know, define up.
And this is why I tell you guys, back to the content and the entertainment space, do not be tricked. A lot of this stuff is smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he fired a lot of his panel hosts.
Yeah, budget cuts.
Even Vlad said he lost money off of like paying people. Like money in this game is tricky. Acting, entertainment, you're a part of the 2%.
Or don't confuse clout with money. Like a lot of people have clout, but they don't have money. A lot of people get a lot of views, but they don't have money.
That's true too.
It's true. So people
they'll equate that with money.
But back to like Adam 22 and doing what he's doing, I don't know. That's kind of weird to me.
That's just crazy to me. I thought he was.
And here's the other thing. It's public.
I know. That's crazy. You know, and I think he did it again too. And he's
he did it bare. I seen he does.
Yeah,
it a
like
lot.
Now he did a series on Find Love with Lena.
Yeah, that's weird. That's weird. And yeah, but you know the shitty part. And just to take it away from
Adam, they have a kid.
That's what I was gonna get to. That's what I'm gonna get to next. Because
I think her name's Harper.
Take it away
Poor
from
Harper.
to take it away from Adam, right? Even just like people that we know in the city.
Yeah.
You gotta be careful what you're posting because it could be kept forever.
That's
your
true.
Your explicit picture, your bikini photo, your edgy photo that you put on Insta, Facebook.
I mean,
Facebook,
with AI, whatever. They can just recreate it anyways. Who cares?
True, but the point is this. You can screenshot the photo, keep it for a long time. That person can have kids, go to school, whatever type of shit, and that photo resurfaces online. Yo, that looks like James's mom. That looks like John's mom.
I mean...
Oh, shit. That kid's getting bullied now because your mom wanted to be explicit on the internet. Think about it, bro. Your mom is coming to pick you up. She sold this. She sold that.
And you see
a picture of 20 years ago.
Would you be with a girl with a body count of 25?
Yo, to me, I feel like it doesn't matter.
Okay. I thought you were gonna be I'm at that stage too.
I don't think it matters.
I'm at that stage too. It takes development.
If you tell me like 200, I'm gonna.
Okay. Let's ease it down.
I think now.
I'm at that point.
Where I'm at now, it's childish to even be speaking about. Like, you can have the conversation to know what it is, but if that defines the relationship, and like, let's just say the body counts at like 40. Mm-hmm. Like, that shouldn't define it. I don't think any of that should define it. I think you should just, bro, love who you want to love, bro. Why are you letting what
certain things block your blessings?
Love who you want to love, bro.
Love who you want to love. I'm with you on that.
Maybe the girl of your dreams was a hoe. It's okay. Maybe the girl of your dreams was one person. The girl of your dreams was 20 people. Yeah. Nah, for real, but like, I'm trolling, obviously, right? But like, I just don't think. I think that's a young boy thing. Like, I want to be with a girl that's been with 10 people. Yeah. Well, when you're with your girl and she's only been with 2 people, by the time you're done with your girl, she's gonna be with 15, brother.
That's true.
She's not gonna like you the same. Look at you the same. You know what I'm saying? And that's not me trying to personalize it or like anything like that. That's just me on some. I think a lot of times people just get with people that haven't experienced much, and they get to experiencing years down the line. And then it's like, oh man, like, yo, I thought I liked this. I don't. I actually like this. And now you have the partner looking at you crazy, like, oh, you're a liar, you're this, you're that. It's like, nah, bro, people grow.
You brought me all the way here just to basically.
People change, people grow. So you actually want the girl that has 40 body counts, a body count of 40, because she now got to. If she really likes you, yo, brother, she really likes you. You know what I mean? That's the other point of view. Like, she had 39 other people before.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And she likes you. She likes
you. You are the winner.
You know what I'm saying? That's cool. Whether it's the winner right now or whether it's just the overall winner, right? So
that's a good point. Once you have family and you start up, and it resets after she has kids anyway.
What do you think about having a youth?
I want one. If I was already like where I want to be, I'd already have
one. You get up with you today?
Hell yeah. I love family. Like, I'm all about legacy and just like, yeah, building my family. Yeah, I really want family.
This is where we defer. I don't want no youths right now, man.
Even like if you're where you want to be, you don't want kids?
No, of course.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't want youths now. Yeah. I don't want youths now.
I'm talking today.
Hell no.
Hell no.
I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission right now.
Hell no.
I'm on my path. I can't have kids now.
I know too many people that had scares and they're like, yo, bro, like, I don't want no fucking kid.
Yeah. After I seen Cuz, nah, shit ain't happening to me.
Yeah, the kids is. I have nieces and nephews. I watch them for 5 minutes and I'm like, yo, bro, I couldn't do this all day.
It's a lot. I can't have kids. Not right now. Hell no. My lifestyle is way too crazy right now.
But yo, don't you find it crazy that most of our parents, by the time
had
they
kids,
were our age,
yeah, like, I do think it's crazy.
Crazy.
I can't believe that.
Crazy.
Because I think my mom had my sister when she was 16 and then me at 18. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
16? Out on the streets?
Yeah.
What did Pac say when I was young? I'm gonna have beat 60. Sorry.
Yeah, outside young. You know what I mean?
But real shit.
I don't know, bro. There's pros and cons. Bro. You grow up faster when you have kids young.
But they say most successful men have kids, brother. We're not playing the game right.
Yeah, but
they say most successful men have kids first in their 20s. I swear, it's a statistic.
Well, it probably put their back against the wall and they felt like, yo, I have to make it, I have a youth.
Well, maybe we gotta do the same.
Fuck.
See what I mean?
Fuck it, it's time. It's time.
Yeah, right! I'm a fake you.
Yeah.
I'm a fake motivate myself. Are you crazy?
But like, don't you want to see yourself in another little thing?
I can't lie though. That's the scary part about getting older. It's yo, that day is gonna come. That day is gonna come where there's some human walking around that's yours.
That's yours.
Like, when somebody says, hey, where's your parents? They're going to point to you.
You.
Like, and they're going to ask you about life. How's this? How do I do this? Obviously, you and a partner as well, but.
Yeah.
That shit's scary. That shit is
scary. Scary out here, man.
That shit is so scary.
It's scary. Speaking of, well, it's not kids, but I just want to go back to the dates real quick. Do you feel like, why do you think people are scared to put themselves out there and, like, try that, like, new things like that? And like in America, like it's like those things just happen.
The balloon stuff?
Are you talking about? Yeah, you can add those type of segments. But like even like there's like a platform I watch. Can't remember what it's called. Jubilee? You ever heard of Jubilee?
No.
It's just they do these interact. Like, okay, essentially I'm asking like, is it the numbers why we're not able to do those big type of entertainment things? Whether it's even production too in the urban community. What is it out here why we're not able to get that same level of production or just same level of, I don't know the word, but.
I think it's numbers as far as population, but I also think it's culture. Our culture is copycat, man. Our culture is waiting on to see what are people in the States doing. That's always been our culture. What are they doing over there? Let's do it. And then when somebody tries to create their own thing here, like I still feel like Toronto doesn't have a real culture. I feel like we have we have culture here because it's inevitable. But the culture I'm talking about is when we do certain things, speak a certain way, walk a certain way, talk a certain way, do things a certain way, people can say, oh yeah, these Toronto people are funny. Mm-hmm. Or this is what they do in Toronto. Mm-hmm. So I feel like those are the two reasons. It's numbers, and then it's also just culture. Like, our culture is just copycat. We're waiting to see what is everyone else doing, and then, all right, let's do it.
So where do you see us going with the type of stuff that we do? And just with all the difficulties I mentioned, too, with just, like, do you think it's just a numbers game? Like you said, when we go out there and then come back, it'll all kind of come together? Or do you think it's just going to always be pulling teeth?
It'll come together with consistency, and it'll probably always feel like pulling teeth. I think no matter what, it will always feel like pulling teeth.
Is that with anything? Is that when you're doing anything great or trying to?
Yeah, because I work out, right?
That's a good point, yeah.
Every time I look in the mirror, I feel skinny. Mm. But some people will see me and say, yo, you're deezed. Mm-hmm. And some people say, yo, you're shredded or whatever. But I'm always going to look at myself and think I'm skinny, mm. right? So I think even with that, bro, you had a lot of people come out to the dodgeball thing. There was a lot of people in there.
I'll still bet though.
But
still
you
want
probably
more.
Still felt like, yo,
I did.
I could have packed this up more.
Yeah.
To be able to get people out their house to come somewhere where you want them to come ahead of time, in the moment, right before it, doesn't matter. To get people to come out their crib, if you can get 200 people, that's a lot of people.
No, it was hard though. I definitely want to say that. It was hard though.
But you're going to obviously always look at it from, yo, I could have did more. So I feel like, no, there would never really be a fulfilling.
Or even with the dates, though. Sometimes I feel like I want to do more with that. Or I want to take the segments bigger. Like, or just, I don't know. I want to do more stuff with that. Like, I did the Guess the Real Couple video recently. But, like, I want more of that. I want to be able to create more different segments like that. But, like, it's coming together now.
I think it's coming together now.
Like,
yeah.
I definitely have people that are definitely, you know, about to participate in a lot of the things we're doing. So it's going to happen. But it's like, it is like pulling teeth, like you said. But then it's like,
it's always
going to be pulling teeth. Because girls just want to have fun with pulling teeth. Doing the podcast is going to be pulling teeth. Yeah. Anything you do that you think that is you want to be really, really good,
yeah.
is going to feel like you're pulling
teeth. If you don't want things to feel like you're pulling teeth, then just go work. The job that you have.
Exactly.
And then get your check and every two weeks or every 15th and first of the month or whatever,
right.
you take your check and you fuck off with it. But if
no,
you want,
right.
that's the game of life that we were talking about earlier. It's not going to be some straight road. It's just whatever, if you want something, whatever power, God, whatever you want to identify and use it as, when you identify you want something, the path, they're going to make it like this.
You're actually right. You're so right.
It's never gonna be. If you want this, just do this, and it's gonna work. No, bro. You might lose your job. Yeah. You might lose some money.
Yeah.
Someone might die.
Facts.
You might lose some friends.
Facts.
You might lose your man. You might. You know what I'm saying? Like,
facts.
Like you're gonna realize. And it's
someone
just
died, bro. I'm joking. I mean, maybe, but I'm just saying. But no,
but
that's facts, though.
Shit happens, though. You know what I'm saying?
Shit happens, though. No, you're right.
That's why you got to be careful when you are telling people, too, like, mm-hmm. what you're doing, because you know what I heard? You know what dopamine is?
Yeah, like that feeling you get.
That validating feeling, right?
Yeah.
I heard when you tell people what you're doing, your plans are, what your business plans are, whatever. Oh, I'm about to do this, and I'm going to do this, and it's going to get me this, and whatever. I heard when you do that, it releases dopamine in your body. And it's pretty much you just trying to tell yourself that you're doing great things or that you're on your way to do great things, but not doing them. So even sometimes you got to be careful just telling people what you're doing.
That's actually true.
And kind of just like, you today was good because you're speaking about how things work and whatever. But there's
people, no, you're actually right.
Think about the people that walk around saying, yo, I'm about to do this and I'm going to do this. And it's just like, yo, why don't you just do it?
That's actually true.
And just tell me when the day
to come to the thing is or when whatever it is, because all of this, oh, I'm trying. People don't care about trying. They care about results. Mm. Is the party happening or not? No, really, that's what people want to think about it. People are just like, yo, is the party happening or not? Is it canceled or not? I don't care about which bartender, how hard it was and this and that.
Is it happening or not? Like, real shit, you're actually so right.
You're jumping on the other side of things, yeah. Which is, those are the consumers, mm-hmm. And you're the person that makes it happen.
You're actually so right. Yo, you know what's so crazy? I'll go outside and people are like, yo, where's the dates, bro?
Yeah, they don't care
you couldn't get, oh, that girl flopped? Yeah. I don't care. Yeah, we want content. Yeah, we want the content right now. I'm like, fuck.
And when you get it done, the glory is beautiful, though. It's freedom.
It is. And it feels, yo, when I drop like a new blind date or a new segment or just even a good episode and shit, yeah, that feeling is so good. And then when you get a nice clip, people are talking about it, sharing it. It's such an amazing feeling. But then as the creator, you got to go and do it again.
I was just about to say, go do it again.
And you got to go. Girls just want to have fun. Oh, where's the next one?
I'll do it again.
You didn't do the next one yet?
Who cares?
What are you doing?
Who cares if you had 30 last game?
Real shit.
Game tomorrow.
Real shit. Like, you're only as good as your last best thing you did.
Next play, yeah. So like, facts. You know what I'm saying? People don't care. People are just going to be like, yo, you're gonna start seeing... People are gonna get more and more entitled. Like, yo, when's the next pod?
One person on TikTok was like, yo, I hate when you guys drop the clip and where's the full episode? I'm like, brother, it's coming.
But good problem to have. Because you have somebody, what he did, he sounded angry, right? But you kind of have to read between the lines. He sounded angry. It sounded a little disrespectful. It sounded a little edgy. But you know what that sounds like to me? Someone who's invested.
Yeah. Good point.
Yo, where's the clip?
That's a good point.
And you're like, yo, what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm like, bro.
It's like, no, he's actually here to support you. He's actually, you actually want.
Nah, you want. That.
Like, no, it's like if you have a trainer, mm-hmm. And like the trainer, or not trainer, maybe somebody that's like, that just giving advice online or whatever it is, and then they decide to take a break or I'm going on a vacation or whatever. You know, people are like, yo, where the fuck your vacation? Mm-hmm. Yo, I need this info. Mm-hmm. So,
true.
Nothing's wrong. It's actually a good thing, bro.
And deep down, I felt good. It did feel good. Because I was like, dropping tomorrow. Set up the leg.
Next time someone sees you out and they say, where's the clip or where's this or where's that? You're like, yo, I'll leave this party right now. You want to go right now? Like, you know, witty with it. You know what? I'm going to leave right now. I'm going to go hail him up and just walk away.
Real shit.
I'm going to go deal with that right now. You know?